get to the phones in just a little while because there's so much to talk about. But obviously, it's just as important to talk to my next guest. He is a guy that starred at Alabama over the last year. He's considered the number two rated quarterback prospect in all of college football entering this NFL draft next month. He is the one and only Ty Simpson, and he's on the line with us right now. What's going on, Ty? Good afternoon, man. How you doing? How's everything going?
I'm great. I appreciate you having me, Stephen. It means a lot.
Man, yeah, please, you deserve it. You deserve it. Props to you. How do you feel when you hear that you're the number two rated quarterback? Some people would say great. Others would say I deserve to be the number one rated prospect. Where are you with all of that?
Yeah, well, you know, first off, right, I think it's a blessing. They got a lot of great quarterbacks in this draft. Being recognized as one of the top two is certainly a blessing. But there's a type of, you know, competitiveness and a chip on my shoulder where, I feel like that, you know, I can compete for the number one spot. All I know is I can control what I can control. And I'm going to control, you know, the type of quarterback that I am. And I'm going to make sure that I'm going to be the best player wherever I go.
Ty Simpson, in your first nine games, you completed about 67% of your passes. You threw for 2,461 yards, if I remember correctly, 21 touchdowns, just one interception. But over the last six games, it was a bit tougher for you at 60%, 1,106 yards, seven touchdowns, and four picks. Why the drop-off? What do you explain to people that bring that up? What do you say to them when they ask that question?
Yeah, well, you know, first off, right, like, I just think, you know, injuries happen. With our team, right, like we played a gauntlet of a schedule in the SEC, you know, just a freaking, you know, ranked team almost every opponent, almost every week, right, in a top, you know, draft pick every week. So, you know, people get banged up and things happen. And I just think, right, like we just made it way too complicated. We were trying to overcompensate for some things in the run game. We kind of got out of our element when, you know, we should have just, you know, got our good players the ball and made it simple and go back to our roots. And our roots are, you know, playing Alabama football, dominating the line of scrimmage, and just, you know, making sure we get our best guys the ball.
We're talking to Ty Simpson, star quarterback at Alabama, right here with Stephen A. on SiriusXM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. You waited 3 years to become a starter. Obviously, you started, you know, last season at Alabama and what have you. You know, just thinking about it, I'd like to know what did that patience, that level of patience, teach you about leadership and preparation when your opportunity finally arrived? Speak to that for a second.
Yeah, well, first off, right, like, it's not easy. It wasn't easy at all. As a competitive guy that I am, like, I was wanting to play every chance that I got. But, you know, it started my freshman year with Bryce Young, right? A guy who, you know, I respect a ton, a guy who I constantly stay in contact with. He helped me a lot, you know, and I thank him every day because of that. You know, he helped me prepare, right? Get my way in college football, and even helped me with some questions in today's, you know, draft process in the NFL. So, you know, learning from him was a blessing. And then, you know, learning from a guy like Jalen as well, you know, a guy who is explosive and is such a great athlete and a guy who, you know, takes care of his body, you know, really well. But, you know, I've been telling teams and, you know, for everybody who doesn't know that, you know, even though that I've only played 1 year, the years that I sat were just as important as the years that I played because, you know, I sat behind two really good players and I learned so much from those guys. You know, those aren't just, you know, some guys you pick up off the side of the street, you know, those are number one draft pick, right, and a guy who, you know, got picked in a third round. Like, those are really, really good players. And so I learned so much from those guys. And, you know, that's the reason why I'm, you know, here today talking to you is because of those, you know, experiences and those lessons that I learned from them.
I know hindsight is 20/20, and obviously you made the right decision by staying and being as patient as you have been, and it's going to bode well for you. I don't think anybody can doubt that. But was there a time when you actually thought about leaving Alabama because you wanted to play so badly and you had to wait so long in order to get the opportunity?
Well, certainly, right? Like, I think there, you know, as a competitor, you're always trying to see, like, hey, is this the right decision for me? But, you know, for a guy who, you know, came out of high school and wanted to, you know, be the best player that I can be and prepare me for the NFL, you know, I would always talk to Coach Saban and, you know, pray about it and go back to the reason why I went to Alabama. And, you know, the reason why I went to Alabama is because I wanted to be, you know, the best player that I can be and NFL ready. And sitting here talking to you, I feel like that being in Alabama prepared me for that. the type of competition that I played against in practice, in the game, the leadership that I had to, establish in those hard times. And then, sitting against, for those 3 years for really, really good players, just all those lessons, you got to be able to look at the outcome, and the outlook of it all, and, see how you can help it to yourself.
Take me back to the conversations that you said you had with Bryce Young about preparing you, for the interview process with the NFL. I'm curious to know what kind of questions do guys tell you to watch out for, to look out for, to guard yourself for, because the NFL is going to come just probing as much as they possibly can. Could you give us some insight into that?
Yeah, well, the first thing that he said, right, was be yourself. They're just as much drafting the person as they are the player, right? So, I don't want to go in there and sound robotic and, sound like I've, prepared for this, 1,000 times and the same answer. I want to have some personality, and I want the teams to know the real me, the real Ty Simpson. Just like, I'm sitting here talking to you, I want you to know the real Ty Simpson. So, that was the first thing that he said. The second thing that he said was, like, show your leadership, and, show your love for the game. These guys want to know that if you're going to be a franchise quarterback, they want to know that, when things are hard, when things, aren't easy, that you're able to, show your leadership and show that you love football and you don't just love what football brings you. And, whether teams are asking me, what about the New York sports media market, or what about, coming in and sitting behind a guy? Like, how does that make you feel? Regardless of, what they ask me, it's, how you look at it and, how you can help your team. And that's, what I want to show is, show teams that no matter, how they want me, I'm going to be able to, be the best player I can be. And also, make sure that the team comes first.
Ty Simpson, you got scouts out there who point to your limited starting experience as a risk. It's one thing to be in the NFL because there's no doubt that you're going to make the NFL. You deserve it. You've earned it. Props to you for doing so. But it's one thing to make the NFL. It's another thing to believe that you can walk in and you'll be ready to lead. Do you believe that you'll be ready to lead from day one?
Absolutely, right. I think that, one, it goes back to my love for the game. My dad was a head football coach. I went to the, one of the most competitive and, hardest universities in the country when it comes to football. Like, there's no doubt that, I think I'm prepared to lead and prepared to be a franchise quarterback because of how I'm wired and how much I love the game. And the second thing is, how competitive Alabama was. Think about, my freshman year. I had Bryce Young in my room, learning from him on defense. I was going against that scout team every day. I had Will Anderson, Dallas Turner, Chris Braswell, Henry To'o To'o, Brian Branch, Kool-Aid McKinstry, Jordan Battle, Terrion Arnold. And that's not counting the guys who, were on the sideline as draft picks as well. So it wasn't like I was going against, just some guys off the street. Like I said, like, I was going against really, really good players. And, the third part is, how genuine I am. I'm not going to be a guy who is, a robot, or a guy who, isn't going to ask you anything, to do anything that I can't do. So, finishing through the line, getting there, early to watch film, or, always being positive. If I'm telling you that, I have to be that as well. And that's something that I feel like I do very well.
Ty Simpson for Alabama, right here, projected to be the number two quarterback taken in this upcoming NFL draft. He's right here with Stephen A. on SiriusXM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. I'm wondering, just looking at you right now, if, it's one thing for other people to evaluate one skill set. Why don't you evaluate your skill set? Tell us what you believe we'll see from you on the next level as a quarterback in the National Football League.
Yeah, well, Steven, I think that if you watch my film, right, like, I'm always at the line of scrimmage, trying to get us in the right place. So, my IQ, I feel like, is very, very ready for the NFL when it comes to, checking plays versus man zone, or if it's, checking it versus a technique, checking the protection, right? Like, I feel like my preparation always gets me prepared for every outcome. Two, playing on time. The NFL system that we ran in Alabama always has to, make you play on time, whether it's, three in rhythm, five and two hitches, getting the ball out, anything in that nature. I feel like the Shanahan system and, playing on time is very important in the NFL. And then three, I think people don't really understand my athleticism. You go watch the film of, me running around, me doing, nakeds and bootlegs, or just, me carrying out fakes and people honoring it. Like, it's, you have to use that in the NFL in today's day and age, right? You look at Jackson Dart, you look at Bryce Young, you look at, even guys like CJ Stroud, and, maybe not as big as, Josh Allen, right? But guys who are running around and making plays, like, that's part of the NFL game now. And so, I feel like that's a big part of my game as well, that people don't really, understand and really underestimate.
I'd be remiss in neglecting to bring up your dad. I mean, that's your daddy, that man that raised you. I mean, this man is a coach, obviously a respected coach, of no doubt about it. UT Martin, that's where he's coached since 2006. Talk about what he's meant to you. Well, I mean, not just as a football player, not just as a football coach that happens to be in your life, but your dad. How is he with you? I'm interested in knowing that.
Well, he's very hard, as you can imagine. He's always constantly like texting me, wanting to know what I'm doing, wanting to know what I'm doing to get better. But the cool thing about it is, right, like, having a coach as a dad, he can put on his coach goggles and put on his dad goggles as well. And, that's very hard for some dads to do when, they always have their dad goggles on. But, when he's in the industry and he always, understands it from his perspective, it's really cool. So, when he's watching my tape on Sunday, he'll ask me, like, hey, what do you think on this play right here? And I'll tell him, what I thought. And, he'll be like, okay, that makes sense. Or, no, that's not very smart. That wasn't a very smart play. You're going to get smacked in the NFL. So, him being able to talk to me like that is really cool, and it helps me and my brother. But, credit goes to my mom, because she holds it down, man. Her and my sister, they're the ones that keep us all in line.
Okay, so how many sisters do you have? See, I got four. You understand? That's how I'm held in check, because they are merciless with me. How many sisters do you have?
So I'm the oldest of three. I got a younger sister, and then I got a younger brother.
Okay. And how does I know your brother. Your brother, sometimes he's going to compete with you, mess with you, and obviously he's going to support you as well. The sisters, I mean, they hold us accountable, man. They hold us accountable. Is the sister hard on you? Is your sister hard on you?
She's the worst one, man. I mean, I understand where you're coming from. Like, she'll text me before every game and text me, after every game. And usually after every game, it's like, that was a stupid play on third down. And I'm like, how did you even know that? Like, it's crazy. But, it's really cool for her to see it, because she's been around it for so long. But I don't know many sisters who are texting, other guys saying that they do stupid stuff on third down like mine is.
Wow. Ty Simpson, Alabama, right here with Stephen A., the number two quarterback projected to be taken in the upcoming NFL draft. Maybe it's an unfair question to ask, but I have to ask. Number one has been Fernando Mendoza out of Indiana, obviously the Heisman Trophy winner, national championship. They had their way with y'all when they faced y'all in the college football playoffs as well. All of this stuff has happened. But what I've asked repeatedly is, how much of a discrepancy is there between Fernando Mendoza and Ty Simpson? And very few people have been willing to give me a definitive answer. Why don't you try it for me? How big of a discrepancy, if there is any at all in your mind, that exists between the number one and the number two projected quarterbacks to be taken in the upcoming NFL draft?
Well, look, right, like, that's not my job to be able to compare, one guy to another. You know what I mean? Like, my job is to be able to go out there, compete, and be the best player you can be. But I will say this. I think that my tape speaks for itself. Fernando's a really, really great player, and I played against him, and he's, got to know him at the combine. And, what him and Coach Cignetti did at Indiana is, some of the most remarkable stuff that I've seen, especially as a guy who is a coach's son. So, I understand, how cool it was for them this year. But, all I got to say is just put on the tape, put me on the board, get me on a Zoom if they want to. If they want to know the real Ty Simpson, they can come and ask. But this tape speaks for itself, and all I know is that wherever I'm taken and whoever I go to is going to get a guy who loves football and is going to make sure that you get the best out of me every day, because that's the type of guy that I am, and that's the type of leader that I am.
You listed your measurables. You listed at 6'1", 211 pounds. First of all, is that accurate? And number two, how do you feel about people that question your size? Because it's very, in fairness to you, there's very few people that question your skill set. They all look at you and they look at the film and you're obviously very, very impressive and you deserve all the acclaim and the props that you're getting. But they think about the NFL. They think about those men going at cats and they look at you and they say, he's a little bit small. How do you feel about that when you hear that?
Well, I kind of think it's a little bit disrespectful. You know, I think a lot of guys in the NFL played, you know, with the smallest guy, at quarterback. And I think he's been playing just fine. Yeah, I think about Kyler Murray, think about Brock Purdy. Yep. And my thing to that is, you know, as long as you get the ball out on time, like it doesn't matter. I feel like I'm a tough dude and I feel like that I've taken some hits over this year.
Yes, you have.
And I think, you know,
yes, you have.
Well,
go ahead. Keep going.
No, I just think that, you know, if I get the ball out on time, that, everything will take care of itself. And I get it that, you know, my body's going to, you know, mature more and I'm going to gain more weight and I'm going to be, you know, bigger. But, you know, I think about guys like Baker Mayfield, Brock Purdy, Drew Brees. And, you know, but those are some of the, you know, best players in the NFL, especially Drew Brees, who, you know, arguably is a, you know, top five quarterback ever. So, you know, and all those guys play on time. They're tough as, you know, tough as nails. And, you know, that's the type of guy that I am. So that's, you know, my answer to all of that.
I'm looking at some of these teams that desperately need a quarterback. They're the Browns. They've got two first-round picks. There's the Pittsburgh Steelers. There is, the Rams, because Matthew Stafford can't be around forever. There's the New York Jets, of course. And now, because Kyler Murray is gone, there's always the Arizona Cardinals. According to the reports, your father's got a good relationship, damn good relationship, with Browns' new head coach, Todd Monken. And obviously, I just said the Cleveland Browns have two picks. Have you guys had any contact with one another? Do you expect the Cleveland Browns to give you strong consideration as a first-round pick?
Well, I think that, you know, we had a formal meeting at the Combine, just got back from a 30 visit from, and it went great. Really, really like Mr. Berry, the GM, and, you know, Coach Monk and me go way back. And, you know, like you said, my dad and Coach Monk, you know, knew each other at Southern Miss, and, we have a great relationship. You know, I think that Coach Monk is the right guy for the job. And I think they're going to build a really great culture there. Like you said, they have two first round picks. So if I'm able to be one of those picks, then I'll be, you know, ecstatic and I'll be ready to go. My question is, where do you think I'll go? Where do you want to see me?
You know, Ty, here's my thing. I have no question about your skill set. You can play. You can play. And listen, any team that Nick Saban has coached, I've always rooted for. So I was rooting for you all year long. I did have questions about your height. But then you just, reminded me, damn it, Kyler Murray ain't your height. Baker Mayfield ain't your height. You know, I mean, I get it. I'm not going to lie. I don't mind seeing you as a Pittsburgh Steeler. It doesn't bother me. doesn't bother me at all. I don't mind seeing you. I don't want you to the New York Jets because I'm not rooting for I don't want misery to come down upon you. I just think the New York Jets right now are in a bad spot, and them being in the media capital of the world, they just got too many pieces to build. I think Cleveland, I don't like their wide receivers. They got to really, really improve the quality of their roster. And I don't give a damn how good of a quarterback you are. It doesn't mean anything if you can't get, if guys can't get open and they can't catch the damn football. That ain't your fault. So I don't wish that on you. But I'm looking at a DK Metcalf with a Pittman, with a Rico Dowdle in the backfield right now. And I don't mind the thought of you being a Pittsburgh Steeler. That works for me, Ty. That would be my answer.
Okay.
What's wrong? Any problem with that? Any problem with that?
I don't have no problem with that, man. Like I said, if whatever team gets me, they're going to get a guy who loves ball and is going to try to make their team better. So, you know, like you said, I could go to the Steelers and I'm going to make sure that I make them better. Or I could go to the Jets and I'm going to make sure that I give my everything for those guys. So, you know, wherever I go, just know that, you know, hopefully I'll be hitting you up and get a fan out of you.
Well, I'm always here, man. And listen, tell your pops I said hi. And you know what? I'm always mindful of dads that are coaches in the game. And you know what? You need that level of protection. And your dad loves you very much. And I'm quite sure he gives you words of wisdom. Listen to your daddy. listen to your dad, because he's going to watch your back better than anybody, okay? Just listen to it. And your sister got you. I mean, yeah. Her attitude is, I'll beat everybody to the insults so he won't be affected when somebody else tells him. That's her strategy. So listen to your sister. Listen to your pops. We all know moms are the queens. So they all following mama, all right? We all get that part. And I got to tell you something. I really don't think you deserve to fall out of the first round. You should be a first round pick. I will say that. I don't want to hear this noise about how, you know, you're going to be a top two pick in the draft, or, you know, one of the top two quarterbacks rather in the draft, but Fernando's going to go number one overall and then another quarterback ain't going to be picked for the entire first round. I think that's ridiculous. I think you're worthy of being picked in the first round, and I'm going to be rooting for that to happen for you, my man.
I appreciate that, Stephen. That means a lot. And, you know, by the way, I appreciate what you do for sports and what you do for the sports media, because I enjoy watching you and I enjoy what you do. And, you know, hopefully your sisters keep you accountable as well, just like mine does.
But, yeah, they do. They do. They beat me up pretty much, man. I'm older and they still kick my ass. I mean, what do you want me to do? Listen, before I get out of here, I got to ask you one more question. I owe this. Nick Saban, Kalen DeBoer, what did they bring to your life as a football player at Alabama? Speak to that real
quick. Well, first off, let me say this. Kalen DeBoer is the right guy for the job. Everybody likes to, you know, bash him, and everybody likes to question him. Name another guy that would have take the job after the GOAT. And a guy who, you know, took the job after, you know, the GOAT, and a guy who, you know, took on the challenge, I respect. So that's the first thing.
Okay.
You know, Coach Saban, you know, had his own ways and did it, his way, and, you know, it worked. Yep. And Coach DeBoer does it, you know, his ways, and it's going to work. He's won everywhere he's gone. And the cool part about it is, you know, Coach DeBoer is such a player's coach. He wants to get the input for everybody. He wants to make sure the locker room's good. He wants to make sure that, you know, the people that, you know, work for him are good. And that's the cool thing about Coach DeBoer, man. Like, he's such a player's coach. He's such a guy who you want your kid to play for, because he's always going to be there. He was always texting me, you know, throughout my draft process, just like, hey, man, thinking about you, you know, praying for you. Like, that guy is the guy. And I'm so excited to see what he does in his future at Alabama, because I know that he's got a fan in me always, and he's the right guy for the job. So I'm super excited for those guys, man.
All right. Listen, I respect Kalen DeBoer. I just love me some Nick Saban.
Oh, me too.
There's never been anybody better. And I think Kalen DeBoer is a damn good coach who would have had even more success anywhere else. But when you're succeeding Nick Saban, there's a standard that's been established that has spoiled the football world. It certainly spoiled me. So I gotta get over the fact that Nick Saban ain't coming back. Because if I have my druthers, whatever job Nick Saban won, I'm supporting him. Because I think he's the GOAT.
Exactly.
That's how
right.
I feel about him.
Exactly right. And you think that, you know, Coach Saban wouldn't have signed off on Coach DeBoer getting hired? Any coach, man, who was, you know, going to be the next one, Coach Saban's going to sign off. And I promise you.
Ty Simpson, you're softening me up, man. You're softening me up, Ty Simpson. You're softening me up, man. Okay? I'm going to let you go. I got to go to commercial break. I appreciate you. And I'm going to be nicer to Kalen DeBoer just for you.
Man,
just for you. Okay?
I'm
going to be nicer. All right?
Yes, sir.
Take it easy, my man. Thank you. Thank you so much for being on the show. Best of luck to you. I'll be rooting for you, watching the NFL draft coming up next month. And I'll, of course, say hello to your wonderful family for me, man. And thank you for being on the show. You take care of yourself, all
yes,
right?
Yes, sir. You as well.
All right, man. The one and only Ty Simpson, quarterback for the Alabama Crimson Tide. Number two quarterback projected to be taken in the upcoming NFL draft. And he does deserve to go in the first round. Let's just keep it a buck. Let's be honest about that. He really does deserve it. Brother ain't a scrub. He can play. 888-906-888-623-3646.